Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Maybe he sees hair on his head and not his shoulders because he's in denial. This is not a show that is in denial. This is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. And we tell the truth. And about what? About aging. That word that dare not speak its name. But it's coming up when we talk about Social Security, when we talk about our loved ones, when we talk about caregiving, when we talk about health, when we talk about sexuality, creativity, and art. This is all about living the life you love in the decades ahead. And today, we are focusing on safety in a myriad of ways. We will be speaking with an elder law attorney who is an expert in the field of the psychosocial areas of growing older. Of course, he knows the law. That's the number one aspect of what he brings to the table. But he also says that there are other aspects, one of them being safety, the psychology of someone, and, of course, in this hurricane season, that's all we've been hearing about in the news. You listeners in Texas, you folks in Florida, you know what I'm talking about, but so does everybody else throughout the country. We're going to be talking about hurricane safety with Eric Goldberg, attorney, and then we're going to turn our attention to you snowbirds. You were all writing to me saying, you know, I want to be healthy. I'm moving from one part of the country to another. I'm feeling a little bit unsafe in some of the areas that I have selected years ago to live in. I want to be robust, and I want to be stronger, and we're going to have one of the leading international experts in staying safe and strong on the move to help you out with that. So that is what we're all about. We listen to your questions, and we answer them with the greatest experts available to us, and one of them happens to be Eric Goldberg. Now, Eric is a co-founder of a law firm and is certified elder law attorney. We're going to talk a little bit about what that means. What he's here to share is the steps that you can take to ensure senior safety during hurricanes. And a lot of these steps that he shared with me, you can actually use for many different kinds of weather problems, many different kinds of crises, and to actually raise the awareness of the entire family when it comes to these kinds of situations that may affect an elder. So, Eric, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's just start with a definition. Once in a while, I'll drop the hint that I've been an elder law attorney, no longer practicing. I've lapsed. But you are in the thick of it. So explain to folks, what is an elder law attorney?
Okay, so elder law is a subset of estate planning, but we take estate planning a step further. So in a nutshell, elder law attorneys try to help our clients to avoid the financial devastation of a long-term care need. And we do take that a step further by also guiding them throughout the entire process, because we all know as elder law attorneys that when somebody comes to our table, they don't just have a legal or financial need. They also have a psychological need, a social need, a housing need, family issues, and we're here to solve all of that.
And lately, one of those issues has been their own personal safety. I mean, you hear horror stories over the past month of people being moved out of assisted living, nursing homes, even hospitals because of the weather, or people just being scared in their home. Now, I will say, I know the statistics from Katrina. More elderly folks perished than any other demographic, and that's kind of logical. But let's see if we can spit logic in the eye, Eric, and give us a couple of hints and tips for safety during these crisis situations.
Sure, sure. Well, the first obvious action would be to have your loved one, your senior loved one, leave the area as soon as the warning is issued. So with hurricanes, we very often have time. And if you can have them get on a flight, go down there and help them get on a flight, or drive to an area that is not going to be affected by the hurricane, that's obviously ideal. But we also know that many seniors are frail mentally impaired, cognitively impaired. And so long plane rides and automobile rides very often aren't good for them as well. So if they need to stay where they reside, they should... the family members should find a structure that obviously will be very structurally important to them, and also have a generator so that they can continue to use whatever services such as air conditioning or heat or any other sort of equipment that needs to be powered by electric.
You know, one of the things you didn't say, you're pretty kind, and that is stubborn. I do know many friends, personal friends, not just clients, who have loved ones in Florida that wouldn't move. And they were very stubborn mm-hmm. about it. Some of them actually had to get on a plane and do something about it. Others just suffered through and everything was okay. But, you know, as an elder law attorney, the idea of being entrenched is something you probably deal with a lot, not just in this hurricane or crisis, but even in making a financial decision or sheltering dollars or filling out forms. I mean, how do you, what's the protocol for that kind of stubbornness? Because caregivers and loving families, they can, honestly, they can spit blood and they won't get anybody to make a change. Got any hints and tips on that one before we go on to some of the other hurricane tips?
Right. And I'm glad you asked about that, because it is one of the greatest hurdles we have as elder law attorneys, is getting our client to execute the plan. If I may say, the senior gentlemen who were the patriarchs of the family, very often what happens with them is they're very tight-fisted with their money. They're used to being in control. And their children now, who they still see as a little toddler, are telling them that, hey, Dad, I should really be handling the finances now, or you should really be doing this, or you shouldn't be living at home any longer. You shouldn't be caring for Mom any longer because it's bad for your health. And, you know, what we find is on staff we have a client, what we call a client care coordinator, and she's a trained and licensed dementia specialist and geriatric care manager. And my other staff is also trained in all of those areas. So what we find is that when you have an objective third party who's a trained professional, it very often eases that transition from tight-fisted financial responsibility to allowing them to give it up and be able to make the right decisions.
Yeah, and I think that is important for people to understand that elder law, the way Eric Goldberg's firm practices it, is really a team. It's a team effort, and it's all different needs. So tell everybody where they can find you if they would like some more information.
Sure. You can find us on the web at www.goldbergplanning.com. Our main office is in Fairfield, New Jersey, and we have satellite offices in Morristown as well as Woodcliff Lake. And our phone number is 973-228-1795.
And I think it's important for our listeners all over the country to know that the Goldberg firm is kind of a model. And what you may want to do is familiarize yourself with how they work so that you can find groups in other parts of the country that are near you that follow a model like that. Now, one part of that model is that Eric is a certified elder law attorney, CELA. So what does that mean? What is the difference between someone who says they're an elder law attorney and a member of CELA?
So a lot of people nowadays are calling themselves elder law attorneys, and they may be coming from other areas of the law, or they dabble in elder law. So to begin with, an elder law attorney, is a true elder law attorney, should be spending most of their time with elder law issues. Because they're constantly changing, and you know, there's not only a lot of legal knowledge involved, but a lot of creativity based on experience. And you have to build a team that can support the elder law attorney or the staff. But a certified elder law attorney brings it to the next level. And there's a certain level of education that a certified elder law attorney needs. We must pass a written exam, a six-hour exam. We must have a certain number of hours a month that we devote to elder law and have referrals from other certified elder law attorneys. So it's a pretty daunting task to become a certified elder law attorney.
And there are CELA members all over the country, but Eric tells me mm-hmm. that maybe about 500, not a ton, given the
right.
issues of elder law that there are. It's very much like this show, Eric. There's one show on aging in the country. I mean, it makes no sense. It should be an
right,
enormous
yeah.
profession, but look for it online. Now, before we take our break, we're going to talk a little bit more about hurricane health, we'll say, if I may say so. I know one of the things we could wrap up for a moment is, what if people need to hire help? Who mm-hmm. might they look to for that?
Are you talking about home care?
Yeah, I'm talking about for the hurricane situation specifically.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's important when there is a hurricane that we rely on other professionals. And so assisted living facilities and of course, there was a problem with an assisted living facility in Florida. So you want to make sure that assisted living facility has a working generator. And it's probably something that when a loved one is living in Florida or moving in Florida, one of the things that you should look for is a facility in the area. And, you know, before there's a tragedy or a crisis, you should look and make sure that they do have a generator and that it's available for a respite stay in the event that there is a hurricane. Otherwise, home care is also important.
And we're going to talk about home care.
But that
doesn't
bother me, not even.
And we're also going to talk about how you can share time with a loved one.
I'm inappropriate.
Don't go in.
For my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
Yes, indeed, we are inappropriate for our age. This is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we talk about aging in all of its aspects. And sometimes we become very appropriate for our age, and that is in a crisis. We pull back, we get scared, we are fearful. And it's wonderful to have someone in our corner. And right now in our corner for this show is Eric Goldberg, and he is an attorney. He is co-founder of the Goldberg Law Group, and he is a certified elder law attorney. Now, in the context of giving hints and tips of what to do in a crisis or in a hurricane situation like we've had in so many parts of the world recently and major issues in Florida and Texas, he's also explaining what is an elder law attorney and what you should be looking for. And in a moment, I will ask him how people can find his organization. But he mentioned something at the end of our first segment, and that was, are people interested in finding a caregiver for the home? Wow. The answer is yes. So, Eric, thanks for sticking with us here. Tell everybody how to find the firm. That's the first thing.
Sure. On the web, we're at www.goldbergplanning.com. Phone number is 973-228-1795. Our corporate office is based in Fairfield, New Jersey, and we have satellite offices in Morristown and Woodcliffe Lake.
Right, and let's remember that Eric is a member of Certified Elder Law Attorneys. CELA, you can look that up if you are in an area where you're not quite sure who is really a professional in the field. Now, at the end of the last segment, Eric, we were talking about getting help, making sure that assisted livings have generators. Even, you know, people look at the food and they look at the chandelier, but lately they should be looking when they go into these residences, what happens, what is their crisis planning. So that's an important right. new point that I think is we're becoming aware of. But let's talk about the home for a minute. One of the biggest issues every family caregiver has, and elder, is who to allow into their home, how to find a good caregiver for the home. And, of course, that person may end up being the point person in a crisis. So, as an elder law attorney, what do you see and what do you suggest?
All right, that's a great question because we deal with it on a daily basis.
Sure.
And what we find is that a lot of people come to us using home care privately. They pay under the table. And they do so for obvious purposes because it saves them money. But what we find is that we'd rather have our clients use home care agencies. Now, home care agencies have a lot of different benefits. So the primary benefits of using a home care agency are that they're insured and bonded. So if something happens to the caregiver in the house or the caregiver is accused of stealing an item from the house, the agency's insurance and bonding company will provide retribution for that. Secondly, in the event that the caregiver is unable to show up or refuses to show up or something happens to them, the agency can quickly replace that individual. And finally, there is a trail of where the money went. And as many people know, when one applies for Medicaid later on, if they do run out of money or if they protected assets, the Department of Social Services is going to ask where this money went. And if it's been taken out of ATMs in cash or paid by check to cash, very often they're going to consider that a gift.
And I'm hoping, I have to ask you this, Eric. I'm hoping, and I haven't heard this, maybe you'll tell me. Are agencies training their people in crisis these days? Is there an awareness there?
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, are the agencies training their helpers in issues of crisis? Are they becoming aware of this problem? Because there's so many hurricanes, there's so many weather crises. So I'm just a little bit concerned that the people who come into your home are just as afraid as the elder. If they're not trained in what to do during a crisis or even a home fire, it doesn't have to be one of these national events. And I'm just wondering, because as I say, I haven't been hearing that the great large organizations that provide home health care workers are training in the area of crisis. I don't know if you have heard that or how you would suggest a client find out about that.
I agree with you. I'm not hearing that they're being trained in crisis. Very often they're trained in CPR and stabilizing the individual until a healthcare professional arrives. But they're very often not trained in crisis, especially in New Jersey, where we don't find that there are that we have hurricane and tornado problems. But in Florida, they may be trained, and it's something that I'm going to look into for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because one of the things that you emphasize so much is that the family member themselves share time with the elder. And maybe that's necessary. Let's talk about that for a minute. If the person who is the hired help may not know what to do, the older adult needs to be calmed down and feel that there's somebody around them. So tell us how you would suggest the family member who may not be around the corner help loved one.
And this is a very difficult situation, especially where the senior is unable to leave, or if they can leave their home, they do go into a facility. FaceTime is possible if they have an iPad available to them, but maybe, and this is in an extreme case, the adult child may have to travel into this danger zone and stay with that individual, or at least hire call Adult Protective Services if they can't get down there to the hurricane zone, and inform Adult Protective Services that there is a vulnerable adult who is alone or who is with a caregiver that that needs to have a trained professional there with them.
Yeah, you know, Eric, one of the
it's a very difficult situation.
It is, and one of your seven important things for people to know and remember is to notify the local authorities. And you don't necessarily only mean the police. You mean adult services. People don't use that enough.
People do not use adult protective services enough. And in some counties, adult protective services isn't as robust a program as it could be, because as you can imagine, there are a lot of adults who are subject to different types of elder abuse. And so they very often they can't investigate everything. So it would be good to just let them know that there is a vulnerable adult there, and hopefully they'll be able to send somebody to help.
Well, one of the things that we appreciate are our experts coming on, like Eric Goldberg of the Goldberg Law Group, giving you some of the insights. Look, there's nothing perfect. As he says, a crisis is a crisis, but if you pre-prepare by looking to see who the folks are in the home that are taking care of an elder, the kind of residences you're putting them in, making sure that you stay on top of it, doing your best to get them out of there if they can do it physically and if they can do it emotionally. These are some of the things that could make the difference, honestly, between life and death. So we thank you so much, Eric, for being with us. And we're going to continue to talk, because there's just so many areas of elder law that we haven't even touched. And I'm embarrassed as an ex-elder law attorney that we've covered so little of this topic. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
You may think that
we'll be back to talk about your safety as you move. Hopefully, not during a hurricane.
I am happy.
We'll be right back. Thank you,
Strong.
Don't go anywhere.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Well, the show is going and just running away with us, but this is our safety show, and I'm very proud to introduce you to Jeff Mount, and he is a professional that you may never have heard of, this type of professional. He is a personal safety and personal defense expert, and he's going to talk to us about being tough, about boosting our own confidence, about being safe as snowbirds or when we travel, because we travel more than any other demographic in the entire world, and we travel everywhere because we're always looking for the exotic. He's going to talk to us about how we can actually have a protocol for self-defense through a group called Krav Maga Worldwide and what that can mean to us, and the fact that we really can take on a new caliber of self-defense and strength no matter how old we are. So thank you so much, Jeff, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's jump in. Just, considering our demographic, because this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. We tell the truth. We know we're not the strongest folks in the world. Give us some safety tips if we're traveling or if we're snowbirds and how to really take care of ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of the safety considerations that we give for people of any age, which are particularly relevant to an older crowd, is just your basic self-care. I mean, when you're traveling, it's a little bit easier to get run down, to get tired, to not be on as great of an eating schedule, to just be overloaded with media and with noise and with just like being around large crowds. And so I think one of the first things that we start with is just the idea of making sure and being in touch with how you're doing with your physical rest, with your appetite, and with those types of things, so that you're really operating at your best self and you're taking care of yourself. And so then, you know, God forbid if anything more dangerous or any type of threat were to present itself, you're going to have a clearer head, you're going to be better equipped to respond, and you know, and the likelihood is that nothing will happen. And so then you just have a more enjoyable experience all around. But safety pretty much just starts with, we call it an oxygen mask approach, which is you take care of yourself first, and then you're able to make good decisions about everything else.
Now, you know, I have, I'm going to say maybe 20 years ago, watched a number of tapes for women on self-defense. And I never did anything about it. I'll tell you the truth, Jeff. It was just, it felt like it wasn't for me. And now, 20 years later, I'm thinking about it again. So tell us a little bit about this. Krav Maga, what an interesting name, worldwide.
Sure.
One of the largest self-defense. And how we could maybe rekindle some of our old fantasies about being stronger and giving up the old 1-2. Let's hear about it.
Sure. Well, I would say it's not a fantasy at all. In fact, it's very realistic. It's very accessible. So Krav Maga was created in Eastern Europe. In the 30s and 40s during World War II, and it was always designed for normal people. It was not designed for, you know, your big, buff, younger Marines or people going...
Yeah, for Schwarzenegger.
No. Yeah, it was actually meant for normal people. It was meant for men and women of any age, any athletic ability, any personality, any temperament. And it was designed to have some basic principles that you can remember under stress. Now, when we're talking about stress, we're not talking about having a busy schedule or a lot to do in a day. We're talking about that very acute stress that everybody feels when they feel as though their life is in danger. And Krav Maga's real genius is that it trains people from all walks of life to make good decisions. And if that's to fight back with punches and kicks and elbows and knees, then we give people very easy, practical ways to do that. And if your answer is to flee or get away from the situation or remove yourself or contact the authorities, then whatever decision an individual will make for their own safety, whether it's to fight or to flee or to ask for help or whatever, they're going to make that decision quicker because they've already run through those scenarios during the training. So really, our safety does start of any age with a mindset that sees that we are worth keeping safe, we're worth putting some effort towards keeping ourselves safe, and that it doesn't require that you be a tough warrior, super athlete, super soldier to be able to actually defend yourself in practical situations.
So I'm going to tell you a little story that you're going to love, but first,
sure.
Tell people where they can find Krav Maga, how they can learn about it.
Sure. So anywhere in North America or anywhere else like that, you can go to Krav Maga Worldwide. Their headquarters in West LA in Sherman Oaks in the LA area. That's where the headquarters are, but there are 150 other locations throughout the U.S. and North America. So you just type in your zip code, you'll find the nearest training center, and they'll be able to get you some training right away.
And spell it so that they could go to the web and find it.
Sure, yeah. Krav Maga, it's a Hebrew word, and it means contact combat. It's kind of idiom for hand-to-hand combat. So it's Kravmaga worldwide.com. So KravMagaWorldwide.com.
And this is something you guys can really do. I am personally looking at it because I do travel a lot, and I travel to very exotic places, and I travel alone. And I never want to be held back. I'll tell you a little story, and then we can talk about this issue of self-confidence and what you recommend for folks to get a little bit more self-confidence. I had a very, very good friend. She was much older than me. She was German and very, very tall. And in New York City, there is always construction. And there was one of these things where you cannot use the sidewalk, so they squeeze you into a very small space. And going in one direction was she and myself, and the other, she was in her late 70s. The other direction were real thugs. And she knew, and we knew, they were going to do something. And she walked up to them, and this is what she said. "Don't even think about it." In this German, deep accent, they turned and left. They, honest to God, they left. I will never forget the scene for all my life. That's what confidence is. So how do we little folks, you know, I'm 5'2", get that kind of confidence? Is it possible, Jeff?
Absolutely. And I love that story. I'm so glad that you told that because that demonstrates a very important thing about the mindset of a person who would target somebody who has the perception of being more vulnerable. And we know statistically that older men and women, particularly women, as well as folks that are traveling outside of their culture, outside of their normal living environment, are seen by predators, by bad guys, by thugs who have made a lifestyle of preying upon other people. They're seen as more vulnerable. But what your friend demonstrated so well is she simply postured herself with her body language and with her verbal commands and with her presence, her overall presence. It was clear to those guys that she was not a victim, she was not a target, that she would fight back if it came to it, that she would assert herself in an appropriate manner to keep herself safe. And thugs, bad guys, predators, do not want to even worry about that. So it very much starts with mindset. And your friend has and that mindset is just something that you can practice. It's not something innate or something that you're born with. It's something that you can learn, but just by practicing. In fact, in our classes, aside from the physical defenses of punching and kicking, we practice verbal boundary setting exactly like what you just said. So I've worked with a number of people and just practice and construct drills and exercises where the whole goal is to stand up to somebody and say, "Don't think about it. Don't come any closer. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me." And just very assertive and very calm and very confident, drawing that boundary in a manner that somebody who might wish to do you harm is not going to mess with you at that point because they understand that you're not a victim, you're not a target, and you're not vulnerable in the way that maybe you might have looked from the outside.
Now, everybody knows, Jeff, that we do not take advertising from our folks here as guests. So if I say that this is something unique to look at, this is not for personal gain. This is because I want people to know about it. So I want to read this for a moment. So Krav Maga Worldwide is an industry leader in reality-based self-defense, fitness, and fighting. Reality-based. You know what that means? It means it's realistic. It means it does not expect you to be a power lifter and then you're going to take these classes. Sure, that's great for that those kinds of folks. But this is reality-based, and you'll be able to do it at your level, and that level will rise, you know, maybe slowly, but eventually you'll surprise yourself and surprise others, because it is not just a matter of training physically, it's a matter of mindset. And somebody said to me the other day, the reason not to do something is always the reason to do it. The reason not to do this, it's not in your comfort zone. That's exactly the reason to do it, because it's not in your comfort zone. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that are fascinating to me, like what are some of these moves? It's one thing, not just the psychological, but the physical. And also, you know, we're reality-based here. The fact that sometimes bones are more brittle, can you even get hurt while training and how to train safely? And other non-self-defense hints and tips from Jeff Mount, who is a personal safety expert, as perhaps we travel or become snowbirds. I'll tell you, one of the biggest problems we have, and don't laugh, is we move things because we don't want to grow old. We'll see something in our house, and we will actually pick it up and move it. It could be a rug, it could be a chair, and the next thing you know, we have bad backs. So the way we
you
move
is
very important.
Of it,
we'll be right back. We will face reality together. Don't go anywhere.
Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED.
Then we started taking
sniper fire and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're here with Jeff Mount, and he is a personal safety, personal defense expert here to empower you. We've been talking about Krav Maga Worldwide, which is a type of self-defense training. We've been talking about training for safety from a psychological point of view as well. Now, Jeff, let's go to you. Tell us where to find Krav Maga again, and then I want to talk about it from a more physical point of view, which is a couple of moves that they might expect to learn, and then after that we'll talk about your travel special. Go ahead.
Great. So Krav Maga Worldwide, you can go on the web and find us at KravMaga Worldwide, Krav Maga Worldwide, and you can just put in your zip code, and you'll be able to find the nearest location with certified instructors. They've been through a rigorous national training program to make sure that they have all of the levels of expertise that you need for practical, realistic training.
Now, what? Tell me a move. I'm excited now. I want to go,
Sure.
Sure. So, private words, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's fine, and Krav Maga training really is something that needs to be seen and felt, but I'll do my best. What we start off with is giving people offensive techniques, because if somebody, Adrienne, were to put their hands on you, the first thing that you would want to do is be able to strike them back and to do some damage to let them know from a physical standpoint that they might be bigger and stronger, but you're going to fight back. So what I would teach you, if you were in the same room as me and we were wearing some workout clothes, I would get you going on a strike that we call our hammer fist. Now, that hits with the pinky side of a fist. So if you just imagine making a fist, hitting with the pinky side, and you would actually be rotating your entire body from the tips of your toes all the way up to put all of your body weight into a strike that is very safe. You're not going to hurt your hand doing this the way that you would with a straight punch hitting with your knuckles. It's something you can do under stress when you're scared, when you're panicked, perhaps, or when you're out of breath, can do this hammer fist strike over and over and over again to somebody that's much bigger and stronger and possibly more violent. And we would have you doing that at the same time that you're yelling things like, get back, or stop, or get off me. And it would be a very explosive experience for you and for the fact that somebody who's attacking you would just not expect you to fight back so decisively and so aggressively.
You know, I do want to make one disclaimer here. We are talking about somebody who intends to do you violence,
yes.
Where you have to be defending yourself. We are not talking at this moment about the hideous issue of rape is a lot of theories as to what you do, whether you do defend, you don't defend. It's a whole other world, and I don't want this to be confused. This is a situation, like I have discussed, where we're in the streets or we're traveling in other countries, and we really do need to defend ourselves from a physical attack of some type.
Yes.
Now, let's go back to the fact of our own body safety. One of the worst things that happens to elderly folks is they fall. It is the number one reason people go into emergency rooms. Why? Because their bones are a little bit more brittle. In slamming against somebody else, are we taught how not to hurt ourselves at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. And the creator of Krav Maga, his name was Emi Lichtenfeld, and he actually taught and trained until he was 88 years old. And he is a very special individual, but one of his mantras was, don't get hurt. If you get hurt in the training, you're less able to defend yourself, not more. So the training has to be safe. That hammer fist strike that I described to you, hitting with that pinky side, just like you were swinging a hammer and hammering in a nail, or our knee strikes or any of our kicks, you're using parts of your body that naturally have a great deal of padding and that are not going to do any damage to the striker. It will hopefully only do the damage to the attacker. And 100% of our strikes are designed so that you could do this training aggressively without doing any type of damage to yourself.
So one of the topics I had mentioned in the first part of our show, right now we're speaking with Jeff Mount, and we're talking about ways to defend yourself in general, and specifically a training program called Krav Maga worldwide. One of the things that I had mentioned is that we are the most traveled generation. And this is continuing to do so. If you ask the AARP survey, they'll tell you that 84% of all retirees say that their number one thing they want to do in life is travel. And you told me during the break, Jeff, that you were in the D.C. area and you actually physically train people for safety in travel. So give us a couple of hints and tips in that area.
Sure. So particularly when you're traveling to a foreign country, it's all about the preparation. I mean, we could train you to defend yourself physically, but hopefully it doesn't get to that. There's some basic steps. The first thing that you would want to do is utilize the U.S. State Department. They're responsible for the safety of U.S. citizens overseas, and they have a Safe Traveler Enrollment Program. It's called STEP, Safe Traveler Enrollment Program. And if you upload your itinerary, it takes about 5 minutes, and you let them know where you're going to be and when you're going to be there and what your travel dates are and your flight plans and things like that, they will actually monitor and send updates to you about possible safety hazards, whether it's a natural disaster or a political protest or some type of crime that's going on in a certain country that you're traveling to. I had a client who was traveling in all around Italy based out of Rome, and we signed her up for this program, and there was a political demonstration that got a little out of hand, and she already knew about it, so she was able to avoid the problem areas and change her itinerary to keep herself safe. And that's something that the State Department offers. Another thing is just learning a few key phrases, which it's always fun to kind of play with a foreign language, but if you know a few ways to ask for help, that's that many opportunities that you have to avoid a potentially problematic situation. So we always recommend that people know how to ask for help, where the nearest emergency room is, the police, fire department, just learning maybe 5 or 10 key phrases that allow you to ask for help in an emergency if you had to in a foreign country. So those are just a few key things where you could prepare yourself, and you actually end up enjoying it more because then you can relax more because you feel better prepared and you enjoy the time more.
Well, you know, we thank you so much for being on our show. It's one of those shows that just runs away. And I want to thank my listeners, too. If you go to GenerationBoldRadio.com, not only can you hear all of our archives, and not only can you know all the stations that we're on throughout the country, but you can get our free BizTalk app and listen anywhere in the world, even if you're away in Italy. But more importantly, you can go to Ask Adrian and tell us, don't ask, but tell. We have these topics on and these folks on because you said that that's what you want to know about. So if you'll let us know about an item, a person, something in the news, something in your mind that you need information, I'll look at it. Meanwhile, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,